Welcome to the Fill Your House with Books podcast, where we talk about Christian and wholesome children's books and all things family discipleship. To be back after the summer months. We traveled to Germany. Those of you who follow along a little bit on my social media platforms, you will know that we were actually in Germany for almost 2 months, and we visited with my family. I am from Germany. I was born and raised there, and my husband, though, is Floridian, so we have two cultures represented in our family, and we also speak both languages, just because most people ask that. I'm going to include that right here. And my entire family, it's also a question I get a lot, my entire family is also still in Germany, and they're not planning on moving here either, even though they do come to visit me. But yes, so that's where we spent the summer months. I did not do any podcast recordings over there, but I had so many ideas what I would like to record here on the Fill Your House with Books podcast. And as you know, I just love sharing favorite books, resources that help your family to disciple and to just pass down a love for books to your children. And more than that, even taking it a step back, to grow in your own love for books. You, the mom, the homeschool mom, you, the entire family, the parents, to just have more books around and spend more time reading. And it does not have to be a lot of time that you spend with books, but even just a little bit here, a little bit there, an audiobook here or a devotional there, it will just really make a difference. And the more reading time you can fit into your life and the more reading time you can spend with your children, I firmly believe you will not regret it. So today, I thought something I really want to talk to you all about, since it has gained lots of interest on my feed, are Sally Clarkson's books. And I am not able to cover all of her books. I have also not read all of her books yet, spoiler alert. Not yet, but they are definitely on my list. Nevertheless, I have read several of her books, and I would love to just give you a little introduction and talk to you about the favorites that I have here right in front of me, and give you a little bit of like a summary of what they're about, what themes are covered, and what I really like about the titles. And yeah, so just make yourself comfortable and relax, or just listen to me as you're doing housework. That's something that I really enjoy, is listening to a good podcast or audiobook as I organize. Anything you're doing, also in the car, it's a favorite spot of mine. My husband and I really enjoy listening to podcasts. We actually recently, a little recommendation on the side, we recently discovered this podcast called 5 Minutes in Church History. And that's really what it is. It's a 5-minute podcast. He publishes, or not publishes, he records every week a new one. So now that there's, I don't know if there's 300, 500, there's a lot already there now that I discovered it. And so there's all these short podcasts that make you feel like, wow, I'm learning a lot here. And it's really interesting, very engaging. So that actually made me think if I should start some sort of 5 minutes da-da-da podcast, because it's just something about that, to just have a little podcast where you can take so much away from. So yes, this one will definitely not be a 5-minute podcast, since I'm already at 3 minutes and 33 seconds here. But I have a stack here in front of me. Those of you that are not familiar with Sally Clarkson, a little introduction here. I discovered her through her podcast when I was a young mom, and she was already quite famous at that point. Like, so many people had already known or met her on Mom Heart conferences, or her many books and her podcast had, I believe, just launched. I'm not sure. But my daughter was one, and I still remember quite vividly listening to her. Usually when I was on my weekly bike tour, we were living in Germany, and I had a trailer that you attach to your bike. And my daughter was 1 year old or so, around 1 year old, and we would have this about 1 hour, 1.5 hours bike ride from my house to my grandmother's house. Every Wednesday we visited her because once a week she invited the family over for a family dinner. She's still doing that, just nowadays it's on Mondays because she tries to work around people's schedules and all. But back in the day when my daughter was one, so about 7 years ago, we started that tradition that I would take her there on the bike. Anyways, as you can see, I'm kind of getting nostalgic here. This is very special memories for me, and it sounds like forever ago, but it seems very real, still very tangible for me. And so I love listening to a podcast, basically mostly Sally Clarkson's podcast. Another one I can passionately recommend is the Read Aloud Revival podcast. And definitely inspired my love for books even more. So Sally Clarkson's main passions are the Lord and encouraging mothers on their journey. Homeschooling is also a big thing she does talk about, but you will not only be blessed by her books if you're a homeschool mother. So if you are not homeschooling at this point, or even if you are, if you don't have children yet, you will find books, you will find lots of treasures in her books. And that's something I wanted to talk to you about as well, introducing you to some of her titles. She does have specific books for homeschooling. There's, I believe in my stack, there's two of those. Even those books, though, you can also gain a lot of wonderful knowledge and wisdom from if you're not homeschooling at this point. That's basically what Sally Clarkson's ministry is about. Sally Clarkson and her husband, they used to do conferences, and they lived as missionaries as well. And they are still in the business of publishing wonderful books. Sally's always working on a new release. The newest release is actually her second Tea Time Discipleship book. That is specifically for mothers and daughters to have Bible study together. There's recipes in there, just a lovely guide for moms and daughters. It's sort of a new style of book that Sally has published here recently. The Tea Time Discipleship is actually a wonderfully photographic journey. Really, as it's like the title already says, tea time, so many different recipes, and then discipleship. And the same actually for Sally Clarkson's newest release. It's not a photographic book, but it's still very, just a beautiful book to write into and to just enjoy and to devour and to just look at all the recipes. And it's wonderful. I'm really impressed at all the works that Sally is publishing and everything that she's writing. One of the books that I want to introduced to you today, it might be, I feel like in homeschool circles you hear a lot about these two books, The Life-Giving Home and The Life-Giving Table. The Life-Giving Home, I've led a couple of book clubs about this one. Actually, my first time reading it was in the setting of a book club with two local friends in 2017-2018. We read it, and we actually did read it one chapter a month. So The Life-Giving Home is set up as a monthly guide. There is a chapter for each month of the year. Also, though, about 40 pages of, I would say, a very long introduction, just talking about the value of home and how the Lord put a holy desire for home and for arriving and for being home really into our hearts. Reading The Life-Giving Home, you will read about just very, very valuable points about what makes a home a home. That it's really just a place for us to speak to our children about the love of God and to share stories with them, a place for us to reach out to others. Ministry is a big point. And so Sally actually wrote this book with her daughter Sarah, the oldest of her four children, and they switch back and forth. So Sally will write one chapter and Sarah the other, and so there's wonderful ideas in there. For each month, we find the In Our Home section, in which they just share so much. That's one of the things Sally does very, very well on her podcast. She really invites us into her private life and into her family life. She shares a lot of just experiences, testimonies, also struggles she's faced having young children, having teenagers. anything really there. And she, in all these topics, though, she does give practical advice. But while she does do that, her main focus really is to point the reader to the Word of God and to the Lord. Sally shares a whole lot about what the Lord's character is like, what his heart is like for his people, and what it means really for us to live as disciples. So the chapter, The Life-Giving Home, as I said, there is a chapter for each month, and rhythms and routines are discussed very, very well. Also, in each chapter, this book is just underlined. I wrote into it. It's amazing. I love just rereading it as well. There's so many recommendations for wholesome movies and books that their family enjoy. There's also recipes they mention. So it's amazing. I really, really, really enjoy this. And something that was very important for me to mention in this on this podcast was the experience guides that Sally, alongside actually with the help of some of her children, published for the Life-Giving Home and the Life-Giving Table. So the Life-Giving Table is set up similarly to the Life-Giving Home. It's not by month, but you also have 12 chapters full of just wonderful topics that have to do with the home. A difference is that this book features lots of recipes. So Sally shares about how her home, I actually also read this in the setting of a book club in 2019, the same people I read The Life-Giving Home with, my lovely friends, greetings to you in Germany. Anyways, and so we learn about, I love that term, tableology, biblical and spiritual foundations for faith by feasting. So the word feasting is a big point here in the Life-Giving Table book. We learn about how inviting others to our table and ministering to them, what a difference it makes. Then also discipleship, so gathering your family around the table, the value of that. Amazing. There's a chapter specifically for Christmas Eve. And again, we just read a lot about the rhythms and routines that the Clarkson family has developed throughout the years. And so for both of those books, and actually many of her books, but I want to specifically talk about The Life-Giving Home and The Life-Giving Table, we find these thinner books, still though very rich, but they're called The Life-Giving Table Experience or The Life-Giving Home Experience. A Guided Journey of Feasting Through Scripture. So these books will really dig into the Word of God much more. It's your typical sort of study guide that features questions that you can use as conversation starters, discussing this book with friends in a book club, or even just reading it on your own and then having a conversation with your husband about it. So for instance, we find here for the first chapter, is called Jesus Himself is Our Feast. And there's lots of scripture. There's again actually a whole chapter of writing here in this book. And then we find conversation starters such as, why do you think it was important for Jesus to personally serve his disciples by washing their feet before the meal? So what I'm trying to say is those conversation starters can also be used if you would like to discuss them with somebody that has not even read the book. You can use that and maybe that way introduce Sally's books to them, and most importantly, introduce the Word of God to them. We have lots of digging deeper, lots of scripture and questions. I personally write into these books, so there's always a little bit of space under each question, and so I write there. For instance, there's something underlined here. Even though he knows our needs already, actually communicating them opens our hearts to receive his provision. Write down at least 3 current sources of worry in your life. So I wrote them in here. Actually interesting to see what worries I had 4 years ago, as you know. And then the next step is also writing down testimonies. And so this is really an in-depth Bible study here. And I remember I would read the chapter of the Life-Giving Table, the beginning of the month, and then the second part of the month, I would read the chapter and the guide that went with it. Highly, highly recommend you reading those guides. They're absolutely lovely and rich. They are not thin. They're actually 130 pages long. So please check out the guides for the Life-Giving Home and the Life-Giving Table. Another book that comes with a guide is actually one of Sally's books, I don't know if it's the only one, but it's definitely the Sally book that I recommend to anybody who is not specifically a mother or a homeschool mother, but really any young woman in particular. If you want to mentor somebody, I've done this book and I'm still doing it with three young women separately. Each are individual mentoring or discipleship relationships. And I recommended them this book, and so they picked it up, and so we're going through it one chapter at a time. This book is called Own Your Life, Living with Deep Intention, Bold Faith, and Generous Love. And so I was very intrigued, of course, because it's a Sally Clarkson book, and I just really trust her as an author. I really admire her writing, and I just feel very comfortable the way she shares her faith. And I feel very kindred with her. And so this book, I highly recommend you reading it on your own, but also if you have somebody on your heart that you'd like to read it with, also your teenage daughters, I highly recommend you reading it. The way that it is laid out is basically like a discipleship course for your whole life. It is not, though, to write into it. It's a book to read. Yet we will learn about our identity in Christ. Basically, each chapter is called Owning Your ... So there's a chapter called Owning Your Priorities and Commitments, Owning Your True Identity, Owning God's Training, which is about God as our life coach. Then there's Owning the Holy Spirit's Strength Through Your Life. There's Owning the Spiritual Disciplines, Owning Your Faith, Owning Your Emotional Health, Owning Your Response to Others, Owning Your Integrity. And even down to owning the atmosphere of your home, and also a chapter on owning your marriage and owning your motherhood. So very, very valuable to read, even with unmarried women, or even if you have been married for many years. It's sort of like a refresher course, but just the things that Sally has on her heart to say. And again, it's just amazing. One thing, for instance, to give you a little glimpse inside the book, I really, really appreciate this paragraph here called Faith Stealers, where she talks about fear, formula, and flesh. And you probably see where this is going. Fear, pretty much obviously a thought of like, ooh, this is risky. It would be foolish to put myself in circumstances I cannot control. Then, though, the whole idea of formula, being a faith stealer, that's something I learned through Sally's books a while ago, and I still remember it often. Quote, initially, formulas may make us comfortable because we feel more secure when we have rules to follow than when we have to live in the mystery of trusting God by faith. We may then assume that God is obligated to answer our prayers because we said the words of the formula. Very, very powerful. Of course, flesh, we know too what it means really to trust in our flesh and to just try hard enough and work hard enough and to just get this thing going on our own. Just powerful reminders. I would really say nobody is too mature in their walk with the Lord to not be blessed by this book. So Own Your Life. Again, there is a companion that is called Bible Study Guide and Planner. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. This book also, again, has like a little mini chapter to read and then a whole Bible study in it in the back. A prayer. A section too, Sally's pretty big on, okay, how can we put this to work now? And so there's usually a make a plan section here in this guidebook. Okay, how can we actually fill our heart now with goodness, truth, and beauty? How can we actually grow in our maturity in this or that area of our life, in our integrity and our choice to love? Very, very hands-on. I highly recommend you to even do this on your own, Own Your Life by Sally Clarkson, or to pick it up and do it with a younger woman. If you have not really heard of that before, but Titus 2 is wonderful part of scripture that talks about mentoring, basically elder women mentoring younger women in a way of teaching them how to love their husbands and love their children. And there's a lot of scripture in there. It's very powerful. And apart from that, of course, also making disciples in general is the command the Lord gave us. But finding a younger woman that you can pour into, I think we all know how much we need these older women to pour into our lives, or these friends that we can really have an iron sharpens iron relationship with. So I would actually recommend both. I would recommend you to find somebody that you can learn from, and that you can actually just ask them, hey, can we have a mentorship together? Can we be vulnerable with one another? I allow you to speak into my life. And at the same time, approaching a younger mother, or even not mother yet, maybe even a single woman, maybe a teenager, and asking, is there a way in which I can be a blessing to you in this season of your life? Is there a way that I can be a mentor to you and help you and discipleship you and just help you seek the Lord and pursue the Lord together? Yes, so going into the homeschool book section here on my stack, there are two books that I want to point out in particular. I have shared about them quite frequently on Fill Your House with Books. I want to start with this amazing book that is not really a book. The word doesn't really do it justice. It is so rich. It is called Educating the Wholehearted Child. And you will actually find, let me see how many pages it is. It's about 350 pages, but letter size pages. They're big. This book will be such a blessing to you. And in case you haven't really listened to me yet before, I do recommend books all the time, but I try to really be selective. So when I say I feel like a book is like a necessity, or a book is so valuable that I recommend anybody to have it, then I mean it. And this book I definitely recommend to any homeschool family. It is not your typical book. You basically have your own topic, a new topic on each page. There is actual wisdom and practical advice on every subject. So there's something for math, there's something for teaching, any sort of faith-related thing, narration, history, and not just a little bit of, okay, that's how we study history, but let me go into the history section. The entire book is set up in a way where there's this side column that's always filled with quotes. Every single page, there are quotes and scriptures. Both scriptures are in cursive. And then the other quotes, actually two quotes, are on the side. Every quote here, it's just amazing. I just opened up the page history, and if you know me, then you know I love history. We see, there is no history, only biography, Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's amazing. And then we find all this wisdom, like here, the lenses of history study, events, people, ideas. And we just get an idea of what it actually means. There's a little list called periods of world history. We find basically an idea of what is the point of teaching our children history. And then, though, lots of practical advice. And then, too, though, for each chapter, we have a long in our home section, like really, really lovely, just knowing, oh, okay. And they actually share, too, their favorite books that they read in their family, or how they taught their children American history. And they don't say it in a way of like, you have to copy us. They just talk and give you ideas and share about their own life. I was very, very intrigued by the part here on church and Christian history. Just so you see here, for instance, we find a little list for church and Christian history. They share, keep the kingdom in view, focus on biography, keep church events general, study the history of Christianity. For each of these points, we have a detailed explanation as well. There is a whole periods of Christian history, like a timeline in the side column. Again, in our home, they wrote, so our children understand that they are in a stream of beliefs about the Bible, truth, grace, and Jesus. And then we find something about geography, all sorts of different teaching methods. So there's unit study, context study, Charlotte Mason explained. One big thing in this book is really the whole part on what discipleship is and what it actually means to be a family, the godly father. So what does a teaching father look like, biblically speaking, the homeschooling father, the life-giving father, so much just even on fatherhood, on motherhood, walking with God as a mother. And then there's this whole part on structure and how to actually have an orderly home. And so there's a lot of underlinings in that chapter for me. I really like the heading here, ruling over your home domain. So I have all sorts of colors here in this. I like to underline with colors. One quote, for instance, there's actually quotes from their other books. So this quote here is very marked, an exclamation mark and all of that. That's why effective home management is an important part of making a home into a nurturing environment. Coming up with a plan for subduing the messy details of our domain is essential to maintaining a peaceful atmosphere. So basically, this book is your guide for anything homeschooling, anything home discipleship, passing down faith to our children, living in the home, different learning philosophies, parenting, and also there's a large section of book lists in the back by category, so it's lovely. Their favorite books. Then there are also forms in the back, like a to-do list that you can copy, and reading lists, and it's very, very, very rich, this resource. So again, this is Educating the Wholehearted Child by Clay Clarkson with Sally Clarkson. It says Wholehearted Christian Home Education for Ages 4 to 14. And I would say that the wisdom you gain in this book, you can already put into practice with children under the age of 4, as well as way beyond the age of 14. But they did make it specifically for the ages 4 to 14. So the second book that is Sally Clarkson's special work for homeschoolers is called Awakening Wonder. Unfortunately, my copy is quite bent up. I left it out in the rain. We live in Florida, so when it rains, it really pours down. And I left it out there when I was at my in-laws' house because I thought, oh yeah, I always take a book with me wherever I go. And so I was reading in it a little bit. I was doing a book club for Awakening Wonder, and then I could not find my copy, and I was trying to trace back where I had been reading it last. Anyways, turns out I have a hard copy, so it's all bent up, but it's not to the point that the pages won't open, so all my pages open. They're all super, like, I don't know what the English word is for it, but they're super stiff and not nice, but they have all my underlinings, and you can probably tell I kind of, that's very special to me, my underlinings. Even though there's no colors in this one, I mainly used actually an erasable pencil here. But I do just remember, like, what I do too, and I don't read, just a heads up, I'm not a fast reader, so this book too, I read like a chapter at a time. I really take my time, I underline, and what I do too, though, is sometimes at the beginning of the chapter, I usually write down when I read it, and sometimes I write down where I read it. So with this one chapter, it says, like, that I read it at the beach there in Germany, and I still remember how we were there on vacation, and how my baby was very, very little, my son, and yeah. So anyhow, I get so nostalgic about books, but that's what the podcast is about anyhow. Awakening Wonder is sort of hard to put into a few words what it is about, but what's really big is mentoring our children and what attitude to have mentoring our children, but not in a preachy way, but in a very, very inspiring and encouraging way. Sally goes, she talks about topics such as reading, like A Wonderful Mind. We learn about how to inspire our children to make the right moral decisions. We learn about, okay, how can we pass down faith to our children? How can we secure wonderful rhythms and routines? How can we withstand the challenges? Very, very, very powerful. And again, lots of practical, just another nice glimpse into their life. It does not feel repetitive, just because you might have been wondering. It does not feel like, oh, I've read all of this before. Every book has their own special characteristic to it. And this book really just is so big on mentoring our children in a way that we would inspire them to love God. So one quote here, for instance, teaching my children was not ultimately to please them or to deserve their affirmation. It was out of worship to Christ, to serve Him and emulate Him. And it's also just very, very well written. It's just the truth too. It's not just great points and great wisdom, but it's actually very well written. You really enjoy. For instance, here, this quote, a mentor is one who is always learning and excited about growing in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom as a way of life. So this is a book that does not only give me tools, okay, you can homeschool like this or homeschool like that, but it's a book that inspires me to be a better mom myself. And with better, I mean, I know I will fail and make mistakes and all of that, but I feel like I'm gaining a vision, and my vision is becoming clearer as to what mom I actually want to be. And that's another strong point there that Sally Clarkson has, is she gets very specific about growing into the mom God wants us to be, but at the same time, she's not legalistic about it. She doesn't say you have to do it this or that way. She makes it very clear that she failed herself many times, but she just shares what she did along the way and how forgiving her children and the Lord were with her, even about mistakes that she made. And she shares about rhythms and routines that have worked with her family, and seeing them grow and accompanying them through seasons of whatever, there's mental illnesses as well, or things like ADHD and OCD that Sally mentioned. So her books are just very encouraging, because you feel like there's somebody that has gone before you, really walking the walk, not just talking the talk, but really that she has been there, and a mother herself, and really focusing on the Lord. And so to end this little podcast, I want to give you a great recommendation that sums it up in a way, which is Sally Clarkson's devotional. So Mom Heart Moments is, needless to say, my absolutely favorite devotional for mothers, for homeschool mothers as well, but it can also be read apart from homeschooling. It's called, again, Mom Heart Moments, Daily Devotions for Life-Giving Motherhood. My copy is really beat up at this point, which I actually really like. There's even on the very first page, there's like little marks that my daughter, when she was little, or my son, I'm not sure, like highlighted something in here with their colored pencils. And so as long as I can still read the book, it's fine, but it's on the first page. So it's your typical devotional where you have one page per day. And they don't take long to read. They do have a scripture in the beginning and then a text that usually, again, gives you a personal story from Sally's life, a way that she's living out her faith, something that she's learned from the Lord over the years, and then also just something you can really take with you into your day. So an amazing book. There's also a question. So for instance, here is a devotional with a scripture on top. You desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. We read a devotional then, sort of about our innermost being, about our life, our soul life. And then the question in the bottom is, how can you protect your own soul and the souls around you from contaminants and instead fill them with truth, beauty, and goodness? So sort of a question that Sally doesn't want you to just answer it and leave, but Sally wants you to meditate on these truths that are based on the scriptures. And so, wonderful book. I would literally love every mom to have a copy of this devotional and read it and start the day with just the voice of an older mom that has been there and that really values the Word of God above all else. So here we go. My stack is now here on the other side of the table. Again, I introduced to you all today the Life-Giving Home and the Life-Giving Table, and I encouraged you all to check out the experience guides that are wonderful Bible studies. Then I shared with you Own Your Life, as well as the Own Your Life Bible Study Guide, which is a book that is not specifically for moms or homeschool moms, but can be read by anybody. And therefore, I really encourage you to pick it up and do it as sort of a discipleship faith refresher course, and to also read it maybe alongside a younger mom or a friend that you feel like you could pour yourself into them that way, or to just even open up the room, so to speak, for the Lord to move in their lives. And then I introduce to you guys my two favorite homeschool titles by Sally Clarkson, Educating the Wholehearted Child and Awakening Wonder. And then I ended this episode with Mom Heart Moments, the Sally Clarkson devotional. I would love to chat with you about these books. Have you read any of those? What are your favorite Sally Clarkson books? I actually have read a couple of other books by her as well, and then I have a couple here that I haven't read yet. So this is an introduction. So you can find me on Fill Your House With Books on Instagram as well as Facebook. There's also an email address attached if you have a book that you would like me to review. Maybe you are an author yourself, or you have any recommendation or question, or you would like to be on the podcast. Just reach out to me and I would love to talk to you. I also love getting questions for specific book recommendations. Many people about every day, I believe I get a message about, hey, I'm looking for a book on this or that topic, or for my child that's in this grade or that old. And I just try to respond with any books that come to my mind and that I feel like would be a good fit for you. I just have always loved talking books, so connect with me. I would love to hear from you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.